Blog Talk Radio.
That shadow relaying in my head for too long. We open it back with it and because God, there is no God but Allah. And that Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah is the seal for the prophet. There's no more prophet to come. We are here at the Blog Talk Radio Station. coming out of Los Angeles, California, under the hands and the hands of Amin Muhammad, was set this show up to combat the real problem in America, and that's racism. And where it's coming from? It's coming from religion. It's coming from a lie that was given to us, that we discovered it's a lie according to the Quran. The Holy Quran is the final revelation, and the final revelation says nobody. Christ Jesus has never died for anybody's sin. It's impossible. And also, they made it appear, in other words, they lied about it. They made it appear that he was nailed to the cross. It's a lie, a fabricated lie to do what? In bondage. Put people in bondage. If a man think he better than you, he's in bondage. If a man think he less than another man, he in bondage. God said the best one of us is one who obey him the best. And that make more sense than tell me God made a mistake and made me. And God said everything he made for me is perfect. Everything, my eyes in the right place, my nose in the right place, my feet in the right place, my hands on shoulder in the right place. I don't think nobody can draw a human being better than Allah drew one up, brought one up. So we're going to, now since we discovered this, we're going to pray to the one to keep more information coming to us so we can be a cure to this evil world that we are living in, have lived in, and still living in. We're living in hell. Anytime you raise an image and let this image thrive for centuries, the people that under that image, they're in hell. They don't trust each other. They don't love each other. They can't work with each other. That's hell. So we're going to pray for Allah to change and move some of this hell so we can live on this earth the way God wants us to, in peace and being good people. So we're going to have to pray for that and then go to work trying to make it out. Umalay Shaitan Rajin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. The English translation: with the name of God. God is most gracious and God is most merciful. God is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, in thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue always showing us this great grace, the way of those whom thou hast restored thy favors on, and not of those who brought down, not of those who go astray. What a beautiful prayer that the Creator gave to us to pray to him, pray back to him. Called Al-Fatiha means to open this talk up. So we're here today with the name of God, and we're working to please God. And we want to greet you in the greeting of God. Have given all the prophets to greet the people in, which is the best of the greet. And that's Assalamu Alaikum. And that's to mean God, peace be unto you. So we in the night fighting, standing up, praying, working to keep truth coming back that could kill the lies that we've been getting. And we ask you to join us. We ask you to help us, you to work together. Let's work together. Because we're divided. Your people, they people, my people, our people. No, we are one people. And because there's only one nation, really. And that's all of the nation is under one God. And we all have the same God. There's no God for the Jews. And the Christian got a different God. Or the Muslim got a God that's different from the Jews or the Christian. Oh, there's only one God. And he said he's one and alone. And that's why we're here tonight. Him made God three. Father, Son, and a ghost. And all of them look like the people that brought stole us and brought us here. All of them. So we are here to remove the image, the false image of God. Yes. We're here to do that. That's the only way we're going to have any true lasting peace on this earth. That's the only way we're going to stop the killing of our young people, especially African Americans. So we number one getting killed by the people both to protect and serve us. But when I say let's make a statement, let's start killing the people that are trying to kill our children, like the police. If I make a statement like that, oh, you think that's bad. But you pay for them to have the right to shoot our children down. My friend Suja Muhammad, he made it clear that they showed on the internet where the police had these children in a parking lot, handcuffed with a woman pinned down to the ground, and their guns out, ready to kill those babies. And you can't see nothing wrong with that. You ain't riled up, then you are the living dead. You are dead. You cold-blooded dead. Ice cold dead. No human being would like that. No care what he looked like or where he was born at. That is so wrong. And what the human being to correct that? Those people worse than any robot that had those babies on the ground with a gun to their head. Supposed to be police. There's no police. Those names on this. They don't deserve the word police mean peacemaker. Where in the world they were making peace? They were acting more like a devil. Real devil got a gun over a baby. I don't care how bad somebody been to me. I could never hurt a baby. A child. A female. But you got some of these people would kill a female. They've killed female. And still on the police force, police know they did it, the judge know they did it, and they still there, the city council, the mayor. And some mayors, you can't even fire the crooked police. They're gang members of each other with blue. And why I'm saying that? And Allah said he will never change our condition until we change what's in our heart. We have to come together and be mindful of what's been happening to us. Put down the selfishness, the jealousy and envy that fed us on the plantation that we still carry today. Until we stop doing that, we are in bondage. Jesus said, know the truth, and that is the truth. And he said that truth will set you free. If you don't want to use that truth to get yourself free, then you deserve that. The notion that you the living dead. And then when they shoot somebody in your family, then you want to go get a lawsuit. We should fire these people or get them out of the way or off the police force now. We demand that they get off. How do you demand? Don't buy nothing. they get the word. The people up top, who the evil people, they ain't getting that money. They ain't getting things to keep them alive and functioning. So they're so fine. They say, oh, you got to go. These people don't love nobody but money, because they ain't getting no heaven on the other. So they only can get heaven on this side with money. Got to have money. So we here to warn that we have an obligation to move this evil out the world. And the first place we need to start at, and people who believe in God, they need to start at the church. Ask the preacher to remove those racial limits and stop telling a lie that Jesus died for their sin, and he won't go down to a courthouse and tell not one judge to let the people go that Jesus died for their sin. It's stupid to even think that. Somebody died for your sin, so you got a right to be the biggest sinner in the world. That's what it's saying. So all the women took their clothes off. Most of the women, not all. Muslim women got clothes on, and good Christian women, they're covered like God told them to do. But the more evil one, them took all their clothes off, being used and abused, and they love it. Tell you a lie, they lose. Nobody loves nobody that abuses. That's insane. You love the money, but you ain't going to hit the money. You love the car, but you ain't going to hit the car. So, brothers, I want to thank you for listening. And I'm going to give away a look in the queue and let somebody come on that got some other things to say. I can rabble on, but that wouldn't be right. So I'm looking in the queue to see who's in there. Dyer. Well, let me go take a look.
Well, I see two in the queue, and I'm gonna let Brother Ibrahim go first, and then I'm going to bring Brother Suja on. I'll turn both of your mics on. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah.
Okay. You hear me, Brother Ibrahim?
Yes, sir. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Then we're on board then. Bring me to Allah.
Okay. Okay. Brother Suja, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Well, come on, Brother Ibrahim. You got it. Can you go 15? 15 minutes.
Inshallah.
Go ahead.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum assalam.
I only bear witness and testify. Nothing is deserving of worship except the one true Lord, the one God of all of us. And I only bear witness and testify that the final revelation that people want to deny and they know it's the truth is called the Quran, El Quran. Should be often read. It came through Prophet Muhammad, the last prophet. If he's the last prophet, that makes sense that the Quran is the last revelation. And we know in our hearts that's true. All we have to do is just settle our minds, put our minds solely on Allah, solely on God, and ask God to lift us up out of the condition we're in. Lift our minds up. If your mind lifts up, the body going to come up. And give us the strength not to go into things that Allah dislike. I like to read something first, if I may. It's called The Reflected Light by Imam Wadi Muhammad. It was something I was saying. I was saying it because in my heart I knew it was right. But I never heard my leader say it, but I'm finna read it now, where it would give you more courage. more strength to stand up for this truth that Allah has blessed us with. Oh, let me shaitan al-Jim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It says, you have to hate what Allah hates. Isn't that what Allah says? That's what the Prophet told us. You have to hate what Allah hates. If you love or if you are going along with something you know God has denounced in strong terms, you are not a believer. You are still in the grave of ignorance and sin, or you are a hypocrite, one or the other. You are not a believer. The believer, when he hears what his Lord says, he automatically dislikes it. Allah says he dislikes the slander or abusive words against a person, the broadcast, except in case when injustice has been told. Email Warden D. Muhammad. May Allah grant him the highest station in paradise next to Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is something I've been saying, and it really resonated in my heart when I read it. And I said, this is what I've been saying all the time. I will always say, I hate what Allah hates, and I love what Allah loves. So I'm right. When you are right, Allah will let you know you're right. Everything that we've been bringing to the people about this cross, about the condition that it placed us in, the reason we're standing so strong and speaking out against it is because we love what Allah loves, what God loves, and we hate what Allah hates. And we hate that we have been put in a condition so badly that we are not really almost recognized as a people. We only recognize as a slave to somebody or a nincompoop to somebody, but we want to turn that around so you can look at us, look at our face and our character, and look how we stand against injustice and wrongdoing and say, nah, they are human beings. And you can only be a human being when Allah, God, bless you to stand and do the right things. Then you become a human being. Why is a human being? You can be a mother, a father, brother, sister, uncle, all that, and be doing wrong and injustice to people. A believer will stand up against you. The one who loved what his Lord had revealed to him will stand against you. And I don't care how many people you got with you or around you, he will tell you the truth. So this thing we call cross that people still want to wear around their neck, when they wear it around their neck, they're letting you know that they're carrying the burden. The cross is a burden. Well, you find it in a graveyard. You don't find it giving no life to nobody. So why would you wear something that's pulling you all the way down, almost back into 6 feet again, when we're here calling you as our Lord to choose the words that we say to you, to try to give you the spirit to uplift your spirit and your soul, where you can uplift your families, everybody you go around, your mother, father, sister, brother, and let them know that you have found the truth. Only a true man and woman will stand. See, we're not the ones who come alone to go alone. We are the ones that's coming, and if it's wrong, we're going to check it. We're not going to go alone you for no tokens or for a pat on the back or tap on the head and say, you my friend. No. We don't play with the enemy like that, and they know that. That's why they approach us differently from the way they approach you, brothers and sisters. We just hear, and honestly, in our hearts, we love what our Lord has given us. We love that he had chose us. You mean tell you wouldn't love God for choosing you? That's what you got the answer to. You ain't got to answer to mom and dad and her and her wife. Uncle, no, you got the answer to God for everything you've done wrong. So you wouldn't love him, the one who gave you life. We love him. Not only have he given us life, he also allowed us, he gave us a second resurrection. And that's why we're talking like we're talking now, talking bold. We ain't talking like no chump or no sissy. No, we talking like men and women, standing strong, tall, strong, against what had been happened, what happened to the world. We're not just so concerned about you here. We're concerned about how this thing has affected the world and how the world had viewed it, how the world had took it, accepted it wholeheartedly,
without what? Without what? They accepted it and didn't analyze anything. Didn't say, wait a minute, let me think for a minute. Should I follow this? Now, let's pull the cup off the thing you're following. The same thing that you say you're following, they wear crosses around their neck and all that. Here, these people got 370,000 cases of abuse, sexual abuse against children, against men and women. Skeletons of children, babies, under the monasteries. And you tell me that's what you want to follow? Somebody that would do that to a child, to a human being? How can you follow that? And don't put the weakness in it. Oh, yeah, well, they did that, but you know, I still... Well, if they did, it's all right for you to follow, but stand up and tell the truth. Stand up and let them know you're wrong. You had caused the world and us in it to follow this thing that you call a cross with a man on it, half naked, and you told us it was all right because that's the one who came to save us and gave us life for our sins. But at the same time, you have went against God yourself. If God said, and the brothers and sisters on the line that pointed out to us in our own book, that God said, make no engraved images of me from the heavens above, from the earth beneath. They made that plain to us. It's 40 different places in the Bible where it talks about the imagery, worshiping images and idols. And we prove to you, if you read yourself, Romans chapter 1, verse 27, read the whole chapter from 1 on past about 30. Read it and see what it does. What it done to the minds of the people that these people want to rule over. How we don't even, the vows that we took in the name of God with our wives or husbands. Here we are working hard. The man is working hard to protect and to serve his family. And you slipping out the door in the afternoon with Jim Joe. Or vice versa. He's slipping out with Mary Sue. So you are a hypocrite to take those vows in the name of God and then go against them like that. You went against them without even thinking. See, you can't think. Somebody else is thinking for you. That's why you act the way you act. That's why it's so easy for you to fornicate or adulterate, worship idols, because somebody else got your mind. You don't have a mind of your own. And that's how these people have got rich. They have got rich off your ignorance. You're still trying to appear to be something that you're not. False eyelashes, false hips, false everything. That's what we call an artificial mentality, an artificial mind. You're not acting in accord with what God gave you and what he told you to do. You acting in accord with what Satan told you and what Satan told you to do. So ain't no in-between. Like our leader said, you hate what God hates. Anytime God announced something strongly, you're supposed to hate it. You're supposed to dislike it strongly and speak out against it. So isn't it right for us to speak out against them going against the scripture? They have went against the scripture. We haven't went against the scripture. They have went against the scripture. And here we come telling you what they have done and how they went against the scripture, and you still want to follow that. That's what you call an ignorant person. Ignorant means a person that's not enlightened. They'll have a mind of his own. See, you don't move on the thought and aspiration God give you. You move on emotions. You are a reactor. Every time something happens, oh, they shut their brother down. Here we go. Yeah, did you see them? How they shut their brother down? You're a reactor. We need to stop reacting to every damn thing they do, and we need to be the ones who's called to action. That's what I say. We are men that's called to action. We are not reacting to nothing they do. We're acting what God say by what he has placed in the scripture and the great men that he sent on the planet to give us information that God has given us. Why do you think so many prophets and so many messengers came? Why? Think about that. Why have so many messengers and so many prophets that came on the earth? This lets you know that God is not limited at all. He got so much knowledge, he needs hundreds of thousands of messengers and prophets and great men to come up to stand up to tell you the truth in your day and time. See, we're taking all that from all the prophets and messengers that came before us, before Prophet Muhammad. We're taking all the way down to him, and we standing on their shoulder, and we're echoing out what they said. They said the same thing that Prophet Muhammad said, what Jesus said. They said the same thing, but yet they took Jesus, slid him off from under us, and made him look like them, and tell you to bow down every damn thing you see white. Back in the slave time, when the blacks used to go to the city, to go to the store master to get stuff for what the master sent him for, if a white horse stands here, to bow his head. If a five-year-old boy, Caucasian, walk up, he has to bow his head to him. That's pitiful. And we are suffering for all those bad things that happen to us. Let us make it clear. We are suffering from all the bad things that have happened to us. So if we've been in this country, come through slavery, and we're still suffering. But let me give you the good news. We are the ones that the Bible spoke about, the ones that will come in later days and will stand up and challenge the world. Do you see anybody else doing it? No. But you see the Muslims doing it? Yes. We the ones that our ancestors prayed for. We the ones that they prayed to see this day. And here we are, standing in the name of God. And all the messengers that he sent to us and the message, we'll stand up and give you the message that they brought. And if you study the scripture, study the prophets and the messenger, they had the same message. They are one, the prophets are all of one brotherhood. But now you want to separate them and make you think that one is greater than the other. Oh, no. No, that ain't what God said. No. God had told us to accept all the prophets and messengers that he sent, and don't make one greater than the other. That's all. And that's what we're doing. So they took one and painted him like them and got the whole world in disarray. And the scripture, when the scripture spell out what Jesus looked like and how he looked, it definitely don't look like what they put on that cross, and you know it. In the scripture, your scripture, it says his skin was like bronze, had nappy as sheep wool. Now, who has nappy? Whose skin is bronze? That's us. Don't be afraid to say it, people. Now you have found out that they are great liars. They are great influencers. They only lie to you and influence you to do wrong. God ain't never sent no message or prophet into the world to tell the people to do wrong. Every message that he sent is telling the people to do right, to worship and serve me and me alone. He didn't tell us to worship no idol. He spelled it out in the Bible. Make no engravings of me from the heaven above, the earth beneath, for I'm a jealous God. So why would you do something that God said don't do? If you really believe in God, if you really believe in God, you would not portray anything wrong. You wouldn't make an idol. You wouldn't wear that cross around your neck. None of that crap if you really believe in God. And you don't find out the truth about it. I told you that you can wear that cross all you want. It ain't nothing but an anchor to keep you down. Every time something happens, you grab and go to praying. You ain't praying to nobody. You giving all the power to an image you got in your hand instead of giving to the one who created you. That's what you got to learn to do. You got to learn to separate falsehood from truth and stop being so gullible that everything you see happen or hear happen on the radio, news media, these people are trained to do nothing but make your emotions excel through the roof. That's all. Plan on your emotion. Here come now, jingle bell, jingle bell. What you mean, jingle bell? What that mean? All of this kind of crap. And if God speak out against it, we told you about Christmas. All you do read Jeremiah 10th chapter. It'll tell you about the Christmas. They had tell you about the lion, and God would tell you what not to do. He said, don't find these people. They're heathens. But you don't believe that. They're my friends. There's someone, the same one that killed your grandmama yesterday, they still my friends. I understand things could happen. It was a mistake. No, it wasn't. When they started killing us, it wasn't no mistake. It was already designed. And you just the one that coming on to go along. That's why they keep doing to us what they're doing, because they know we don't have no unity, and they know that we are not together.
So I came to you in peace, my dear love, brothers and sisters. I pray to our Lord that you have got something that I said. And I pray that the one that spoke before me and after me, that you would gain something. What we're asking you to do is just gain the strength from what we're bringing to you. What we bring you comes from God. It ain't come from no man. Everything God sent us came through men, and it come from the man. So I greet you in peace as we came to you. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, Lake Asalam, beautiful. Excellent. Thank you.
Bawakbar.
His truth is shining. Thank Allah for Imam Waraji Muhammad helped us discover so we can help remake this world. And that's what we're aiming at.
That's right.
And now my co-host work up, Sujah Muhammad. I know he's been busy signing things up today. So we sit back and listen to what he done signed up today. Of truth. From the Quran, from the life, the world that we live in. So, Brother Sujah Muhammad, assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullah, my big brother.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. I also bear witness, and I also testify that there is only one God. And when you talk to a Muslim, most all of them, if they ain't talking like us, they should be. You know, that's all we talk about, one God. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad and Rasulullah. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar.
You know, Akbar.
That's what we talked about. One God, one Creator, and when we talk about the creation, you gonna know that it's we talking about something different from the Creator. When we talk about creation, you gonna know you gonna know we're not talking about God. You know, and when we talk about creation, we gonna talk in the sense to show you that everything in creation is dependent. It's dependent. It has need. That's what I mean by dependent. It has need. It can't exist alone. You know. So Satan gonna bring us a concept. An idea that there's more than one God, you know, and gonna bring us a concept that God is dependent. Not only dependent, they gonna tell us that God died, that they killed God. They can't slip that by no Muslim. And see, if you bring that out to a Muslim will get on his job, and he going to put it out in the airwaves. God exists alone. Everything going to be judged by him. I'm going to open up with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him, is the seal of the prophet. He's a messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. And so I have to say that. With praise be to Allah. We are thankful that we have this book, and we have the history of the life of the Prophet Muhammad. We're thankful for that. You know, so when we talk, we going to make sense. What we say, it going to ring a bell. It going to ring a bell. You going to listen. You know, people listen to things that they want to hear. People listen to things that make sense. You know, when we talk about God, then we should know what we're talking about. We should have it together when we talk about God. We just can't say that's no anything. You can say it. But I truly believe that it's gonna be written down, and it's gonna be made known to you that you said something about God that he didn't say, you know. And that's one of the things we had to be careful with is creating things that God didn't say, you know. We have a habit of doing that in reference to Imam Wahidi Muhammad, you know. It's because we strongly try to follow him. We strongly try to bring what he brought, you know. We strongly try to do that. Many times we write on the mark. Many times we write on the mark, you know. So if we bring you something different than what they bring out here in Christianity, you know, the ideals and the concepts that they have in Christianity, if we bring you something that has connection, something that makes sense, something that you can take and use and apply, you know, something that you can talk to your children about, or you can talk to your wife about, or your fellow worker at the job you're working on. You can talk to them about it, you know. And I just like to read something. And this is from our book, The Holy Quran. And it's from a surah. It's from the surah, the first surah. It's the first surah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Alif Lam Mim. This is the book. In it is guidance, sure, without doubt, to those who fear Allah, who believe in the unseen. I mean, it's just laying it out. A steadfast in prayer and spend out of what we have provided for them. If it lays some more out, and who believe in the revelation sent to thee and sent before thy time. It laid out something else. And in their hearts, finna lay something else out there. Have the assurance of the hereafter. They truly believe that they're going to help. They truly believe that they're working, doing the work of Allah and being obedient to Allah. Allah said they are on true guidance from their Lord. And it is these who are prosper. As to those who reject faith, it is the same to them whether I warn them or do not warn them, they will not believe. So So we got to let that soak in, brothers and sisters. Because some of us Muslims, we don't believe that. We came as phantom. The idea that it makes no difference how long you've been talking to them, they won't believe that this person is not going to believe in nothing you say. And you meet people like that every day, I imagine. So that means that you had to realize that some things that we tell, even though what we telling them is the truth, even though we got the knowledge and we laid it out right and presented it right, but they not listening. They don't hear you. They don't believe you. Allah said that you have peoples out there that don't have faith. What kind of faith? Faith in him, that there is another God. You got peoples that don't believe there's another God. That means it's so easy for a person to lie. Not to tell the truth, to tell you a lie right away. And don't blame. Because they don't believe in God. Like the point that Akbar was making about these children and these police officers doing what they're doing to children. How could you believe in God and you do children like that? How could you shoot a man 16 times and you say you believe in God? Even if you do get away with the lie, you go ahead to face God. This is the reason that we have people that does things so easily and don't have no conscience, because they don't have no belief in God. They are not God conscious. You know, they're not God conscious. But we as Muslims, we're God conscious. We're God conscious. The reason we bring it to the people that there is no such thing as the Son of God, or there is no other God, you know, only one God, it's because we believe in it. And we have faith in this God. So that's the reason we don't lighten up, because we have faith in God and we believe in God. It says, as to those who reject faith, it is the same thing whether I warn them or do not warn them, they will not believe. Allah has set a seal on their heart and on their hearing. They don't hear the truth. And on their eyes is the veil. Great is the penalty they incur. Of the people, there are some who say we believe in Allah and the last day. Okay. But they do not really believe. Fain would they deceive Allah and those who believe. but they only deceive themselves and realize it not. In their hearts is a disease, and Allah has increased their disease. And grievous is the penalty they incur because they are false to themselves. When it says to them, make not mischief on the earth, they say, why? We only want to make peace. Of a surety, they are the ones who make mischief. But they realize it not. When it says to them, believe as the other believe, they say, shall we believe as the fools believe? Nay, of a surety, they are the fools, but they do not know. When they meet those who believe, they say, we believe. But when they are alone with their evil ones, they say, we are really with you. We was only jesting. Allah will throw back their mockery on them and give them rope in their trespass. So they will wander like blind ones to and fro, to and fro. They are those who have bought guidance for error. But their traffic is profitless. And they have lost true direction. So we got these type of people out in the society. So if one of them talks to you crazy or come to you challenging you and things like that, all crazy, sometimes it's hard for us to believe that a person don't believe in God. Sometimes it's hard, that's hard for us to wrap our mind around. Because all this truth out here. Everything that we see bear witness that there's a God. There's a creator. There's a creator. Anytime you look at creation, common sense tells you there's a creator. How you gonna see creation and there's no creator? Common sense, brothers and sisters. So we thank you. We came to you in peace. I didn't know how to come to you like I want to exact. I said, well, let me read the Quran, then I know that'll be exact. Because we all believe in the Quran. And we're going to leave you in peace. Of assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Thank you, Brother Suja. We're praying and asking God to bless us with whatever we say. If we say anything of any good, all praise is due to Allah.
That's
right.
If we
say anything, it might not be true or might be an error. We ask Allah to forgive us and pray that you forgive us. Not our intention.
Right.
Attention is bringing the truth and bringing it to you clearly. Some people,
right.
You know, as Suja said, there's some people said they bring you the truth, but when you put it under the light of or try to understand it, put it under the light of truth, it won't stand up. People will require, that's why we as a people own those skyscrapers. We own those ships. We own those large amount of planes in the sky. We own those grocery stores. We
all
own
right.
those big. If we were together, we would have a big market, big marketplace, bigger. If we were together, probably bigger than Walmart. Are bigger than Sam's Club. But we don't have that because we've been made and we've been given the idea to be divided among each other. They fed us division on the plantation. That's a fact. They fed us racism on the plantation. That's a fact. They fed us jealousy and envy and all the other diseases that caused human beings never to come together on the plantation. And we're trying to get this disease out of us with the help of Allah, with the Quran, with the final revelation. It was the other revelation that added to our downfall. Because anytime you tell a man some man died for you, his sin, and he lie on that, he believe that, then what sin he commit, that he might commit, that he going to be charged with by God. It's a fabricated lie. God said in the Quran, a wages of sin, I mean, in the Bible, that the wages of sin is death. Mm-hmm. One end is one sentence, it tells you to leave it alone, and the other sentence will tell you that you it's okay with you. It's okay with you. So you have to use the one, I think you ought to use the one that agree with your common sense, that sin is wrong. A man break in your house and take all your TVs out or take all your shoes and furniture out, and that's a sin, I think it makes more sense you call the police or stop that person if you can. Or call the police, I think that makes more sense. It said, well, take it all. That's a sin, and I'm going to let you go. Huh? I don't think you're going to do that. That don't make sense. I know my brother talked about this one guy that believed the lie so strongly, he was able to slap him twice. And he didn't do nothing. But he wanted to fight, but he did. He had to hold on that lie. He had to hold on. I believe this lie. I believe it. I ain't going to get you. Yeah, turn. I'm going to turn another cheek. That was a fool. The young people said, no. I don't want no part of that religion. No Caucasian has a part of that religion. They gave it to us. They don't believe that. The police department don't believe in turning the other cheek. The Army, the Navy, the Marine, the Air Force, none of them believe in turning the other cheek. But they can get you to turn the other cheek. And thank you to serving God. That's a powerful teacher to do that. And Jesus love you. Jesus loved God, and God loved Jesus. And that's what he said. He didn't come on his own, but God sent him. So if God sent him, then God must love Jesus. He didn't say he went into his mother. He said, God said, I sent Jesus. And Jesus said, I didn't come on my own, but God sent me. Since God sent him and sent him for a purpose, it was that person. He told you what the purpose of when he said, know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You can't live in this world not good if you don't know the truth or don't want to know the truth, and you don't follow the truth that you hear. We are, as a people, we are at the mercy of every other people on this earth. Pass by a place today on Jonesboro Road, the Mexican got all them business in there. And guess who's going in there and buying stuff from the Mexicans? Chinese got a whole lot of restaurants. Guess who's buying from the Chinese people? Let's take a guess. The rejected and spied. The one who's been told that he ain't no good. He got a curse on him. He just a nigger. God never said that. God said everything he created was good. And you are good when you measure it up to what God wants you to do with your life. God said get married. You ain't getting married. Then you telling God that he don't tell you what to do. God said don't steal, and you steal. You are telling God without saying a word that, God, you don't tell me what to do. God is telling you what to do for you to have an abundance of good in this world and a great big bundle, great bundle in the next world. So God loves you so much, he send these books to us to keep us on the right path. Satan is the one who whispers. He's the one who suggests make evil seem fair. Show you a bunch of people drinking alcohol, laughing and barbecuing, half naked. He's the one make evil seem fair. Smoking cigarettes. Killing their good health. God wants you to have good health. Satan wants you to have bad health. And then as soon as you get bad health, you want to run to a doctor and beg that doctor to cut off the bad health, cut that bad health out that you put in yourself. But you will tell me that you your own man. But you ain't man enough to cut out that cancer that you put in yourself. You ain't telling that cancer that you your own man. So we've been tricked. And we're here to expose the trick so we can live, all of us. We're not here trying to save just ourselves. We want to save humanity. And that's what Father Muhammad did. We are brothers coming from Adam. We're all brothers. But the Caucasian man will never be our truly brother as long as we saying thank you, Jesus, and then holding a picture of him up as the Lord and Savior of the world. We'll never be able to come together on common terms for what is right for you. So we're here tonight to hear your common sense that God is one. All the prophets is one. Humanity is supposed to be one, but we're not. And what caused that? A lie. A lie. God got a son. A tree that's within them. A tree that shouldn't be at home. It should not be at home. This tree, we should leave this tree alone. On his knees forbid not. Only it means forbid knowledge. So we should leave forbid knowledge alone. Drugs. Women that are not married to forbidden. Alcohol, forbidden. Should leave it alone. Car, something don't belong to us. Leave it alone, forbidden. And then we will start making a garden for all of us to live in. But we thank God for this opportunity that she is on this match one. So I'm going to bring my good brother back up, Brother Ibrahim Abdullah. So I pray that he come back and dress up again. He can talk about business or what he want to talk about, or talk about whatever he want to talk. I don't say, but this is called our business hour, and we've been talking about business. But we suggest to them they want to talk about business or speak on any other subject they want to. You're welcome to do so, Ibrahim, out the email on this show here tonight. He's our email, Brother Ibrahim Abdullah. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
You got it, man.
Okay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Yes, yes, sir. You know, it's so good when you know that you're alive, and you know when a human being is alive, when he feel alive, the first thing he do is give God the glory and the praise. And we open it back when it's testified that all the praise and glory belongs to Allah. We're not seeking no glory. We're not seeking no fame. We're not seeking no praise. All day we singing is do the work. And always that when it's the Muhammad the prophet who brought the Quran, the final revelation, is his messenger and last prophet, seal of the prophet. And we're trying to do what the prophet did. We're trying to help raise the minds of humanity up where they can see clearly, without any hesitation or reservation, see clearly that there's only one creation. Like my brother said, if you see creation, there got to be a creator. Because if one the creator, well, none of us would be here.
So that's who we want to give the praise and the glory to, is the one who created everything that exists. Okay. Now, how can we get to business? You know, my big brother, Akbar, myself, Sister Diane, many others, we're still wrestling with you like the angel wrestled with Joe. And told him, Joe wrestled with him. Told the angel, I ain't going to let you go until you bless my soul. We're trying to wrestle with you like that and hope that you say, Lord, my soul has been blessed. I've heard the information and the message from the brothers that's coming from your last book and our book that you sent to the world. And they're right. Everyone, you want to be right in their life. Look how long we've been wrong. We've been wrong for 400-some years. So yes, we want to be right. And inshallah, we're going to be right. Because the right thing to do is to tell the people that there's only one Lord. There's only one God who has many names, but we know him as Allah. That's all the names combined in one. So why shouldn't we not listen to what he has sent to us through his messengers and prophet down the prophet Muhammad, may the prayers of peace and blessing be upon him, and do the work that those prophets did. They left a legacy in the world, and we're trying to tie ourselves to the legacy that they brought. You know, it's so hard to get ready to run on into it with you because we want to talk about business. We want to talk about how we can establish businesses, how we can do the things that make sense to start businesses. See, we're not worried about the hypocrites. We're not worried about the foot dragons and the disbelievers. We ain't worried about them because we can see them coming a mile away. They just can't see us. We know when they're coming. When they come through our door, Allah bless us to send them out. So, yes, we want to establish businesses, but we can go to our own store and buy our own product, our own produce, and don't have to fear there's something wrong with it. It's contaminated. That's why we need a store that we can have our own. I mean, anybody can come in and buy something, but we need our own. We go to everybody's store. Do you see Walmart got a sign on his store say, nobody but Caucasians, nobody but Asians? He said, everybody is welcome. Because he's after one thing, the moolah that you're going to bring. So he can continue to establish the business that his father left him. What do we have? We don't have anything. But one thing Allah blessed us with, he blessed us with his book. We might not have the money. Our father wasn't in a position to leave us anything, but God gave us something. He gave us who he really is, who all his prophets are, and what was their mission. And he said, now I want y'all, since you don't have anything, I want y'all to take on this mission. Don't you know that's a blessing? That's a blessing, and the blessing that he gave us the strength to stand up. See, when Allah, when God gave us this mission, three men were to Muhammad, but remove all racial images that portray divine. Remove them. Allah gave it to him because he knew we was going to stand up when he gave it to us. And he knew we were going to carry out, inshallah, exactly the way he gave it to us. So if we go into businesses, that's the foundation. The Quran, the traditional Imam and the Prophet, and the tafsir of Imam Wadi Muhammad, that's the foundation that we're going to build on. There's no falsehood in that. There's nothing wrong in that foundation. You can't find nothing wrong in that foundation. The only thing you can find wrong in that foundation is the thing you got wrong in your mind. But nothing that we will build would taint you. It would hurt you. In fact, you'll feel more welcome when you come around us in the business that we would establish. You say, Mom, I'm going back around the corner again with a brother. I'm just want to sit down. It just be so much peace in there when I go around with them. And when they be talking, they be talking with sense. They don't be talking about all that crap in the street. That's not going to benefit me. And you know, in fact, Mama, I think I'll join them. But boy, you show, I'm show, Mama. I'm more than show. And I'm so show, I'm going to show you. I'll be back. It might be a year or two. When I come back, you can question me. That's the kind of strength We're trying to put in our young men and our young ladies out there. And that's the strength we're trying to also put in ourselves and keep it locked up in ourselves. So that's what we want to build on. So we're trying to give you a foundation, not where we're going to be building from. We don't want to build nothing outside the scripture. No, what do you mean? Outside the scripture, I build a stove, then I start allowing alcohol to come in it, tobacco to come in it, snuff, chew tobacco, all that. That's outside. We're not building no stove to bring that kind of crap in there. We bring the stuff in our stove that will guarantee to bring you back alive. That's what we're doing. So we hope you, down the line, make your decision. No day is promised to us. The next day ain't promised to you. That's why Allah tell us to work hard every day and try to put something up. Try to do all the good deeds you can do. So if God calls you, he says, okay, you're dead good. I'm going to let you go through. That's what you want to hear. Now, if you had a God, then when you got there and he said, well, I don't know. Let me see. Well, it might take me 2 or 3 hours to think about this. I don't think he did that. You'd be worried in hell. And you don't want that. All this you done went through here, and then you got to pass this life and go to another, and you got to be held up because you didn't put enough good aside, which is so simple to do good. It's just easy to do good if we were doing wrong out there. We were out there doing wrong, I mean, we were doing wrong. 100% pure raw wrong. Now, let's do 100% pure raw right. Let's do right. We try to wipe out all the wrong we did and bring in what's good so we can help. We can be strong mentally and physically, spiritually, to help build the stores that we need, gas stations if we want to, supermarket, restaurants, clothing factories. See? A bank. We need these things so we can fund our money into something blown up and then let it come back to us. We got a lot of young brothers and sisters got great ideas. We want to sit with them. And when we meet with them, we want to record everything that they say when we meet with them and take the best ideas and start putting them to work. If we all had to come up together, and maybe 5 or 6 of us, let's say, okay, look, this brother got a great idea. We know how to work. Okay, 7 of us, okay, next month on such a day, if we can, we're all going to give $100 toward that brother's project. You look around a year, that project done quadruple, 1,000 times. If you don't have businesses, you can't really support your community. Businesses supports community life. And we're talking about building for community life, not for our own pleasure, not so you can see me ride down a Cadillac, oh, man, look what he got. He got a Mercedes-Benz there. No. We want to be able to walk down the street. If I got old Reagan and Ford, and you see me, because I said, no, see, that comes the brother there. That's the brother I was telling you about. Who is that? I don't know his name. Just call him Quran. That's all you got to tell. That's all you got to do. Call him Quran. He's not walking right now. He's riding, but when he get out, he'll be a walking Quran. That's how we want the people to view us. When we came to the Nation of Islam and started building these things that we're saying right now, we had those things. When people seen us coming, they say, that come the good brothers and sisters. That they come. People was glad to see us coming, walking down the street, how we greeted them, how we respect them. They love to have conversation with us. And that's what we're trying to establish all over again. Satan don't want you to establish that kind of relationship with us because he know we're strong enough to pull you over. He know that. That's why he try to do all the things he can to keep your mind off of us. You going to watch a football game tonight? Man, the brothers talking. We can get back to them later. Yeah, that's Satan. That's him. But when you tell him no, he be crying like a little baby. I got to come on Sunday so I can get him back over here. Yeah, let me turn him against his woman and let her find out about it. I get him. All that kind of stuff. And reason can get you because you don't have the moral strength to stand up and be right. So that we say we came to you in peace, we're going to leave you in peace because I want to hear my big brother, my brother son to come on back on. Because if you hear us talking, you hear everything we're saying, we intertwining with each other. We take and raise each other's message up and then go off of that and they come back, go on top of that and then raise up some more. That's what we're about. raising the consciousness of the people where the people can be free. As-salamu alaykum. Akbar. Basuja.
As-salamu alaykum.
Basuja. You might as well come on, bro. Come on. You might as well come on. I don't know why, Akbar, but you coming after me, so come on. Don't let the head drop down. Come on.
Brother Amin, this brother Amin, I see that the Akbar has opened all the mics up.
Yes, sir.
That's a good thing.
All right.
All praise to Allah Akbar. So let me share a little bit what I was doing here. All praise be to Allah. I'm over here at Superior Grocers over here in Los Angeles, and this little brother over here, he's from the islands. He got an accent. African American, but he got an accent. And he's over here selling these. As-salamu alaykum. Can you hear me? As-salamu alaykum.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All praise be to Allah. Yeah, and he's selling these masks over here. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Alhamdulillah, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Yeah, thank you, brothers. Alhamdulillah. So he's over here selling these masks, and I've sold these masks myself. But he's over here selling these masks for like less than $5, the whole box of 50. And so I went up to him and I said, man, I say, where'd you? I mean, how much are the masks in Atlanta and Baton Rouge? How much is a mask? How much is a box of 50? I mean, yeah, a box of 50 down there.
I never seen a box of 50, but masks are high.
You mean the little you know, paper ones?
Yeah, the paper ones. $25 or better.
Yes, sir.
A box?
Yeah.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You mean the little paper ones? The paper ones that you got 50 in the box cost about $25, Akbar?
$25 or $30, something more than that.
Is that right? Out of here, man. Hey, brother, man, where you get these from? I thought he'd give me a little resistance. Some people say, oh, man, I can't tell you. But the little brother said, hey, man, go down on L.A. Street. Go down on L.A. Street, Los Angeles Street down here, and go from one vendor to the next one. Whoever give you the best deal, go ahead and get it, you know? So right. Like during the holiday season, I'm gonna get out and get a little exercise and get a little sunshine and get my blood going again and get out here in the streets and sell a little bit, you know, all praise be to Allah. So that's what I plan to do, go down on L.A. Street and buy me $200-$300 worth of stuff and go ahead and make on a $5 purchase, you could make $3 on a $5 purchase. I mean, in other words, you pay like $2, pay that $2 and you could make you $3.
Yeah, exactly.
And so... That's
a blessing.
But I'd like to, man. But good God, if these masks cost that much down there, it would behoove us to figure out some way how we could get some of these masks from L.A. down there. Yeah. But it looked like the shipping might mess with it. But on the other hand, if our price says it costs $25. $5.50?
Yeah. They put a high here in Louisiana too.
I wonder how much UPS charged me for a case if I ship down to Atlanta or Baton Rouge. Just a case. A case might cost me $20 to $25. Well, let me see.
It's called how much to weigh.
Yeah, I'm going to find out, though. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And find
out. I think UPS will be your cheapest one.
UPS, huh?
I'll be your
on
cheapest.
The ground.
Yeah.
Not a flight. Not a flight, but on the ground, right?
Well,
it may take 2 or 3 days. I'll find out.
I ain't jumping on that.
Blackbar, are you sure? Huh?
Yeah, I'm sure. I just left out of Walmart tonight. Yeah, I'm sure.
Is that right?
Yeah, they started down, but it went back up.
And see, people still wear their masks. They wear their masks because people put so much fear. They put so much fear into the people that the people, you know what I mean, wear their masks, and you know what I mean, and we all in the classroom with the masks. I be taking out because I can't breathe. I be taking, and a girl told me today, sir, will you pull your mask up? She told me. But she was a student. She was cracking on me, though. Will you please pull your mask up? You know what I mean? But, okay, I'm going to price it, brothers.
Yeah.
I'm going to price it and see.
Well, you know,
and,
the reason it's so high here in Baton Rouge is because they don't have no competition.
Mm-hmm.
No competition.
Don't have no competitors. Anywhere they don't have no competitors, you can make the money.
What is your what's the nearest port to Baton Rouge?
The nearest port?
Port, yes, sir.
What do you mean?
Port. In other words, no, a shipping port like ships.
When you say a port, you talking about something on. On the water, when you talk about port.
New Orleans. Yes,
and that's about 80 miles from us. Yeah.
Oh, I see. So is Baton Rouge is kind of like inland then, huh? Inland? I see. Okay, but I'm going to...
Because New Orleans is where most of all the water is at.
In New Orleans. Okay, I see. Okay, all right then. Well, that makes it good because, you know, the thing out here, they got these ships backed up out here in the port. And this is what I was told last week or so. They got all these ships and they can't unload that stuff out here.
They got longshoremen out there, right?
Yeah, longshoremen. Is that the reason why they got stuff all backed up?
Stuff is all backed up because I found out they have started using another system because of Amazon is leading everybody. So everybody the people that got business, you know, they want to try it out. And many of these warehouses they say is backed up because the people are shipping everything.
Oh, okay.
They're shipping everything.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is a fact.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna go down on Los Angeles Street and buy me 2 cases of stuff and get way away from this brother here because this brother, if he's selling this stuff, less than $5, less $5.
Just think about if right today, like you see that type of good deal. That we got 40 or 50 trucks that are going back and forward. Our own trucks. A of brothers and sisters owns it. You see what I'm saying? We can shift mm-hmm. stuff back and forward out of different cities, back and forward. We can make some money. Mm-hmm. All we need is a transportation system. A transportation system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think Sister not Beverly, Sister Ali. You know, she said her husband he drives 18-wheeler, and he knows a whole lot of people that driving 18-wheelers. He got a whole lot of friends driving 18-wheelers,
mm-hmm.
and they mm-hmm. willing to do side work.
Mm-hmm.
They're willing to do side work. See, if we get some of those things, we don't want to just get them. Just one time or two times.
Mm-hmm.
we want to figure out how we can get them as much as we can, as regular as we can.
And this little brother, I'm looking at this little brother now parked in the parking lot of the supermarket, and boy, these Mexicans just got handfuls of these little 50 and just walking off because he. Because he is really killing it here. He's killing it, man.
I know he is.
Yeah.
They going to do what you're talking about.
Yeah. Little brother from the island somewhere. He got a big, strong accent. But he said, yeah, baby, go down. He told me, go down to Los Angeles Street. Shit. You know, excuse me. Yeah. I'm gonna get a case. Suja, I'm going to get a case. And I'm gonna
hey, look at send me 3 cases, and I'll send you $15.
I'll
send you $20.
No, oh well, you know, no, a case got. Well, hold on, let me see. I'm gonna see how much. Hold on, I'm gonna walk over there. Hold on, I'm just gonna walk. No, a case is 20 or 30 or 40 of those little packs. Let me see.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Let's go take a look.
They different
how
colors.
You doing, man? Yeah. He got blue, he got white, he got black, he got pink.
Oh man.
Let me see.
Tell him we need some masks.
Yeah. Hey brother, I'm talking to somebody way in Louisiana, brother. Right now. Let me see. How many? He's in a sir.
We need some masks.
2,000 pieces made in China. So 2,000. How much is 50? How much is 2,000 divided by 50? How much is and that's how many is in a case? 2,000 divided by 50.
2,000 divided by 50?
Divided by 50. How much is that? See, 50 into 200 is 40. So in a case is 40. In a case is 40 little 50 in a box in a. You know what I'm saying? A case is 40. Let's see.
Okay.
Let's see.
Two cases is 40. Yeah. So it's 20 in the case.
40 in a no, it's 40 in a case. See.
Yeah, 20 in the case. 100. Five is 100. And 1,000.
Hold on, so this brother don't care. Let me take a picture of this. He don't care. He's good hearted. He's like an angel. He might be an angel.
Tell him we need some masks.
Yeah, I'm gonna shoot this too. I'm gonna shoot the picture to you. And you can look and see. And
got you
got
my number.
Got materials, huh? Yeah, I can shoot it to you. I can shoot it to you on your telephone number.
Right.
I can text it to you. Yeah,
right.
Brother.
Text it to me.
Yeah. But yes, so it's 40 in a case.
he probably paid, he probably, downtown L.A., he probably paid $2.50 for each piece. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he probably paid, I'm going to go down there, tomorrow. He probably paid $2.50 each piece. So, or less. No, he probably paid by $2 for each piece. So that's 40 times $2. So that's $80.
Okay. That's $80.
$80 a case, you know. But downtown L.A., though, downtown L.A., shit, it may be cheaper than that, man. You'd be, because I made my living going down to L.A. a few, before I got my broker's license and stuff.
Yeah.
Going down and get that stuff from them Chinamen down there.
A wholesale.
Wholesale, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, me and a whole lot of brothers out here, man. We made our living. We made our living.
We used to get it from New York.
Oh, is that right?
We had a couple of Jews that we made friends with, and they used to send it to us almost every week.
We sent it
everything.
Where?
Chicago.
Send it
to Chicago. Yeah, we had a store. Four of us had a store. Yeah, me and brother named Hassan, who all was it? Hassan. I can't even think of the name. I'm thinking so fast. I can't think of the name, but it was four of us had a store, and we had an African girl working for us. But we was buying our products from out of New York. And we had the lady, they were sending it to us UPS out of New York because that was the best price we could get. And we had a bigger variety, you know, out of New York there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were sending it to us, brothers. We were making money.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, it was a brother on AM360 about a year ago, right during the pandemic. It was a brother. He was a football player, but he was he's a retired football player. He wasn't old. He's a young man, but he got injured. And he had started a business. I forgot the name of the business now, but he was on AM360, and he dropped something. He dropped something on us, and he said, look, he said, the people that I'm hooked up with was selling all kinds of COVID paraphernalia. You know what I mean? The masks. Sanitary, all that stuff like that. And everything. He said, but let me tell you this. He say that the people that I know have a warehouse, and they added, what do you say, 1 million square feet addition to the warehouse, 1 million square feet anticipating the mask. He said, because you see, because the COVID going to last. The COVID ain't going to last. I mean, it ain't going to go away. And people are going to be wearing these masks 2 and 3 and 4 years from now.
I know the flu haven't went away. So I don't think the COVID is going to go away.
I see what you mean. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right.
I'm just saying that because I can understand what you're saying.
Yeah. And he was on AM360. I forgot who had him on there. But he said, the people I know are adding 1 million square feet to their warehouse anticipating importing masks. Just mask. Oh, I don't know if he just said mask or just the whole thing. You know what I mean? The whole COVID thing. You know what I mean? And it's gonna be here. It's gonna be here, brother. It's gonna be here. Yeah. So.
Hello, Egba, man. That's me. We got.
Yeah, but okay. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go downtown tomorrow and find
yeah.
and I get something to you, get something to you, and but Akbar,
okay.
you in Atlanta, and
yeah,
right. Is Atlanta a port too? That's a port, huh? Yeah, Atlanta's right on the water, ain't it?
Oh, you got a whole lot of ports in Atlanta.
In Atlanta, okay, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know where they're at.
$25 a box, good God. Yeah.
It's amazing, ain't it?
Yeah, man.
See, that's what I mean. You got to have people in every state, every city.
Now, I know if you go like in CVS drugstore, you know, they got retail prices for these things, man. You know, $15
yeah.
and stuff like that. All that, you know.
Yeah.
Baby, right. So the other things that I want to share, but I'm gonna get that to you, bro. I'm gonna get to you and brother. Yeah. You know, I might not could give
okay.
you the whole box because I'm kind of like I'm kind of tapped, but I'll get this out. I'm gonna shoot it down.
Hey,
there,
send
bro.
Me a picture too, brother. I mean,
yeah,
okay.
I ain't hesitating. I'm on it.
Yes, sir. Now the other thing I just want to share, and boy, that little brother out there killing it, is on the school. You know, I just name it now. The school is just Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. All that aeronautics and astronautics, I'm going to drop that because that takes the emphasis off STEM. It's very important
yeah.
that we understand that our people, especially our people, you see what I mean? I'm kind of selfish, you know,
mm-hmm.
the best for us first, for our children.
Right.
I mean, I can understand these non-Muslims, but first we got to take care of ourselves. We got to take care of our kids that is in some of these raggedy, rundown, low-life, I hate to say it like that, low-life public schools.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I mean? Where the kids cut up and you can't do nothing, and they go to school with Snoop Dogg and every low-life, you know what I mean? And they expose
yes,
that. And you know, and the girls be twerking and all. I mean, these are our people. And I mean, this is me years ago before Allah blessed me with the Quran and Prophet Muhammad and Imam Muhammad and Elijah Muhammad. You know, I mean, I was
yeah.
I was a fool. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, alhamdulillah. So, but people always say, well, we gotta look out for the We got, but we got to build our model community first. We got to get our children.
See, actually, we got to try to get people in every different state. If we can get people in every different state and work with them, you know, just imagine if we had some people that's entrepreneurs. They're in California.
Oh yeah.
You know that think like we think. That's important too. That's very important.
Yeah. You know, so what I'm trying to do is acquaint our people with STEM, science, technology, engineering, math. I'm going to leave off the astronautics and aeronautics and stuff like that because that kind of loses people right now. I got people's attention. Allah blessed me to get their attention, but now settle down and get real serious now building the school because I could see a Muslim and I could go and me and him have a conversation and he'll understand what I'm talking about, you know, raising your babies up in a STEM environment. Scientific, technological, engineering, mathematic environment. From the time that baby's 3 years old, do it in a way that that baby could understand it. Do it in you could teach that baby to read.
Yeah.
Using you don't have to, you know, I don't know if you remember when we was coming to school, like Dick and James, The Life of Dick and James, See Dick Run, See Jane Run.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And skip and all like that. No, you don't have to do it. You know, you could use scientific words, little bitty ones, little bit to teach your child. You know, just bring him up in that, bring him and her up in that environment.
Well, you know, Elijah Muhammad, his curriculum was broad, and it made the mind, it made you think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the earth weight, the whole
mm-hmm.
earth weight. What do you say? 6 sex, 10 mm-hmm. times.
You
say that's one unit followed by 21 ciphers.
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Hey, I never forget that. And he talk about how fast light travels, you know.
Mm-hmm,
but the Hummer Elijah Muhammad had us let's go on these masses, and we thought we had a university.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
mm-hmm.
he did it on the level of words. The
mm-hmm.
You know, the right words that he was using, you know, but I hope you again get in contact with Tyreek, because
they're
working.
Time is 9 o'clock. He's on the East Coast, right?
Yeah. But he's woke.
He's okay. Yeah.
I call it
suicide program is over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But him and Khalil
mm-hmm.
is Sister Halima's son. And Sister
mm-hmm.
Halima is granddaughter of Ami like Muhammad. But Khalil and Suleiman and one of my sons, they traveled, went to Dubai together, him and his wife, and his wife. You know, but now Khalil called Tyreek and got Tyreek working with him on the curriculum there in Atlanta. They working on the curriculum, and they doing it. They ever since he told me about it, is that they still on it. They still working on
mm-hmm.
the curriculum. So it's just like what we just now is talking about. We need somebody. We need a curriculum for them children to expand their mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
mm-hmm.
the reason that's important is because they don't have no problem dealing with those the technology on
mm-hmm.
on the telephone, different things like that. They don't have no problem
mm-hmm.
with that. They get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. I had to call them anytime my TV get out of whack or something like that. There, I lost
mm-hmm.
a whole lot of channels. I lost my Wi-Fi. I got it on the Fire Stick, you know, and they fixed it right up.
Mm-hmm.
Fixed it right up. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so these young folks. If we can get enough of them, if we can get
mm-hmm.
about 5 or 6 of them, we get enough of them working together. And inshallah, if we can do something that we can pay them, where they can hold, you know, where they can see something a little bit, you know. It's wide open. It's wide open, you know, for business, for them, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Praise be to Allah. Yeah. So this is my plan, and this is my approach, inshallah. If Allah allow it, I'm going to, you know, build this school out here. Build this school out here. Despite the politics and all like that, you know what I mean? Because
right.
I got something bigger than that. we got something bigger. Allah allow us to see it. And
alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
Stay on it, brother.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Stay
yes,
on
sir.
It.
So alhamdulillah, Allah, I will. Inshallah. I will.
Yes,
so
yes,
I'm going to turn it back over to Brother Akbar. Let me turn it back over to Brother Akbar. And thank you. Thank you, Brother Shuja. Turn it back
yes,
over
sir.
To Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Thank you.
Allahu Akbar.
Oh, man, y'all was talking. I was enjoying myself. We learned something. And that's good when we talk. We learned something. I mean, I'm going to say, turn right in. Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. May Allah always continue, always blessing us with knowledge and concern for the world that we live in. So, anybody want to got something to say? It's the time to say it, isn't it? Any more talk?
Yeah, you got 10 minutes.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Praise be to Allah.
Okay.
I can say a few words, and it's basically what I've been talking about is that we need to get some kind of way where we can get programs that the young children talk to us every week, at least once in a week or twice a week.
That's good.
You see what
yeah,
I'm
bring
saying?
Them on. Let's do it.
But
yes,
we gonna have to do it together. We're going to have to do it together.
You know what I'm saying?
We're going to have to We're going to have to do it together. And we can get at least about 9 or 10 of them, you know.
Yes.
And you're going to always have some dropped off or ain't going to be regular, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, it's according to how organized the parents got them, you know, and how much access. Do they have, you know, with them, you know, but if we can do somewhere where they can make some money, that's where you're gonna keep them at, you know. They gonna be back, you know, like Schwarzenegger said, "I'll be back." I'll be back.
That sound good.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Yeah. So that's
well.
Assalamu
alaikum. If these masks, see how people do. Here's what they do here. But this is what I did. I went to Staples. I went to Staples and I bought a kind of like a little folding table, and it folds up, and it folds up in the back of my car. And so what I do is, it's a post office here. A lot of people come, and so I take my little folding table out, put my mask on top of the folding table. At that time, I had blue mask and black mask, but I'm gonna get all the colors. People like to, you know, wear different colors. So if the kids want to make some money, that's the way how they can do it. You know, at a safe place, like, you know, like a post office or something. And I'm pretty sure, just like a post office, and let them sell right there. You know, masks are in demand. Masks are in demand. I mean, you got to have them.
That's true.
You can't go in some store, you know, without your mask on.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So if you want something for the kids to do, if they're like teenage boys or maybe little, they ain't got to be teenage, but maybe, you know, 11, 12, whatever. And we can supply.
Yeah,
make money like that. I'm gonna go down and cost that stuff and price it tomorrow downtown. Because this little brother here at Superior Market, boy, he's really making good.
Hey, Agba.
You know?
Agba.
Yeah.
You want to get about $200 or $300 for a BUI?
So what now?
You want to let BUII buy $200 or $300 worth of masters?
Well, we got to see what it costs. We'll see what it costs. We'll look at that. Yeah. Let's take the next money off that.
You know something also too.
Mm-hmm.
You know something. Let me say this. On the
mm-hmm.
boxes got the serial number, but these Chinese people be keeping track of what they be
yeah.
importing here. You know what I mean? So if you
yeah,
you know somebody
yeah.
who know a little bit about how you
yeah,
can
you
track
can,
stuff
you can,
by
you
know
yeah.
serial numbers and whatever
yeah.
like that, you know, it's some you know it's some people probably right there somewhere in the masjid know how to look at stuff and look it up. But
yeah.
I'm gonna be doing it. I'm gonna shoot you the picture because on the case was made in China,
okay.
serial number. The name of the company, you know what I mean? All that was right there on that thing. And,
yeah.
So I'll shoot it to you. As soon
okay,
as I
then.
I
got 5 minutes. I'm going to look for it after I get off.
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot.
Yeah.
But that's something. We always should be looking something for BUII. You know, something like that.
But I mean, did you see them counters that I brought up there?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
you say candles? Did you say candles?
Yeah. Did you see them?
I didn't notice them. I didn't. I really.
Candles.
I mean, I saw your stand. I saw your vending. I saw where you vend, but I didn't. I really didn't notice, bro.
Oh, okay.
Let me know. Okay. All right then. So alhamdulillah. That's business.
Yeah.
That's business.
Yeah.
You know, he offers something that we can make some money.
Mm-hmm.
We don't. It's like Yusuf Shaw. He said, quick moving, fast thinking, right down to the modern time.
Okay. Well, you got
right
another circle. You got another circle.
Uh-huh.
Good job. You got 90 seconds.
Yeah. 90 seconds. Okay. Alhamdulillah.
Ibrahim.
I'm going to say with God's name, most gracious, most merciful, master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we worship and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way. The way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and favor, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor those who go astray. I mean. Yeah. I know, brother. Even you know yourself, Shaw. Yeah, you.
That's right. All right.
Yes, sir. I know.
Yeah. He used to sing jazz. You know. He was the only brother. I used to work in the salon restaurant. Okay. And during the time we fasted, he used to come by that all a coke. And then tell me something, shoot, man, what'd you think about me? That's what he was, what? That boy was something else, man. He said, shoot, man, what'd you think about me? and we had this other brother that told him a joke. He died now. What's his name? He wasn't a Muslim, but he had his boss. He had a juice bar setting up right in our restaurant. Dick Gregory. He had a juice bar sitting right up in the restaurant, right there. You know, there at the Shalom restaurant, we had some like area where